So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ve'elu Chayav Lahachriz. The following lost items must be announced in order to locate the rightful owner, and the finder may not keep them, because Yesh Bem Simen, Ve'loi Miyayish. The owner did not give up hope, because they have an obvious identifying mark. Matzah Peris B'Kli O'Kli K'Moshahu. If he found fruit in the utensil, or an empty utensil, and as Rashi adds, V'stam Kli Yesh Bei Simen, generally a utensil has a simen, or Mois B'Kis. A kiss kemoishahu. He found money in a purse or an empty purse, and the purse has a simen. Tziburi peiris tzibur mois. He found piles of fruit or money, as the Gemara explains, either minin have a simen, the number of piles is considered the simen, or makam have a simen, the location of the piles is considered the simen. Regarding matzah peiris bekli and mois bekis, the Gemara says, time of the matzah peiris bekli and mois bekis. He's only chayev lahachriz if the fruit and money were actually inside the utensil or purse, because they are considered one item that has a simen. Hakli lafan of peiris, kis lafan of mois, harelu shaloi. However, if the fruit or money was lying next to the utensil or purse, the finder may keep the fruit or money that has no simen, and it returns only the kli that does have a simen, because they are considered two separate items, and as Rashi explains, leyamrin and mehay nafal. We don't assume that the fruit or money were initially in the utensil and then fell out. As the Braisa rules, matzah kli lafan of peiris, kis lafan of mois, harelu shaloi. However, miktsasin bekli, miktsasin agabe karka, miktsasin bekis, miktsasin agabe karka, chayav lahachris. If some of the fruit or money was inside the kli, and some outside the kli, he must return all the fruit together with the kli, because as Rashi explains, hadava mechiach tahanach dal gabe karka tahanachu, it is obvious that all the fruits were initially in the kli, but then some fell out. The Gemara questions this from a contradicting braisa. Matzah dava she'im b'simen, b'tzad dava she'yesh b'simen, chayav lahachris. If someone found two items next to each other, one item had no simen, while the other item did have a simen, such as fruit next to a kli, he must announce all his findings. Bo bal simen v'not le'eshaloi, zoch Allah b'dava she'im b'simen. If a person only claimed the item with a simen, the finder may keep the other item with no simen. But if a person claimed both items, the finder must return them both to him. Apparently because Aminim Hainafel. We do assume that the fruits were initially in the kli with the simen, and then they fell out, and they are considered one item. The Gemara offers several explanations. Rav Zvid says, Ha bekuva bekisna. The first price refers to flax or money next to a kli or kis, and hare ilu shaloi, because as Rash explains, loy mesharki. These items usually don't all fall out at once. Therefore, since there was nothing left inside, we assume that they were not initially inside the kli, because imenon nafal ha-mishtarba. If they were initially inside, some would have remained inside. However, habitzano upeiri. The second verse refers to fruit next to a basket in chayav lahachriz, because davidi disarki. These items usually do fall out at once. Therefore, amrinan mehay nafal, we assume that they were all inside, and then they all fell out. Rav Papa says, Hava habitzano peiri. Perhaps both brises refer to the fruit next to a kli. However, hadi ishtar b'midi. The second brise refers to where some fruits remained in the kli, and chayav lahachriz, because amrinim hay nafal. However, hadi lo ishtar ba. The first brise refers to where no fruits remained in the kli, and are elu shaloi. Even though avidi disarki, because as Rashi explains, stam tzana yesh loy ugnin kefulim l'toichai. A basket usually has a rim, and some fruits would have been trapped inside, therefore loy amrinim mehay nafal. Or, perhaps in both brises no fruit remained in the kli. However, we make the following distinction. The second brise refers to where the opening of the kli was facing the fruits. Therefore, however, the first brise refers to where the opening of the kli was not facing the fruits. Therefore, hare elu shaloi, deloy amrinim mahay nafal. Or, perhaps in both brises the kli was facing the fruits, and had the isle ugnin letzana. The first brise refers to where the basket did have a rim, and arei l'shaloi d'loy minim hay nafal. However, had the lesle ugnin letzana. The second brise refers to where the basket did not have a rim, and chayav lahachris d'aminim hay nafal. The Mishnah continues: shaloi shemad beyos ze al gav ze chayav lahachris. If someone found three coins piled one upon the other, he must return them because this indicates that it was derech inuach. The owner purposely put them down in this way and is able to claim them with the simen of their arrangement. Therefore, he was not meyayish. However, if the coins were piled randomly, even if the actual coin has a simen, arei elu shaloi, because ein simen l'matbeah, a simen on a coin does not indicate that it's his, because the original owner might have paid it to someone and the recipient is the one who lost it. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding ze al gav ze. Rav Chanina says, Lo yishanu ele shel melech echad kein shleisha malachim, dasuin kimigdalan. Only the coins were of different sizes and were piled like a tower, and that revicha tato umetziya ilavei vizuta ilavei metziya. The widest coin at the bottom, a narrow coin in the middle, and the narrowest coin on the top, and chayav lahachris, because derech inu chava. This arrangement will only happen if the owner placed them down deliberately and will claim them with the siman. However, shel melech echad ukula hadadi ninu, if the coins were of one size and were piled one directly upon the other, harei lo shaloi, because emir istramuye istramu bahadi hadadi nafel. It can happen that they all fell together this way coincidentally, and the owner cannot claim them with the siman because he does not know that they fell this way. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, "Afilu shel melech echad nami machris, even if the coins were of one size and piled directly one upon the other, chayav lahachris, because the lay isrami did nafel hachi. Even in this arrangement, cannot happen coincidentally. It must have been placed this way deliberately, and the owner will claim them with the siman." The Gemara discusses several other positions of coins, whether we consider them derech inuach or derech nefila. The Mishnah continues with additional found items that must be returned. Kriches b'shus hayachad, bundles with a siman in a private area, v'kikarsha balabayis, loaves of a private person that are unique, even in a rishus harabim, public area, v'gizei tzemer halakuchin mibeis ha'uman, rolls of processed wool from a craftsman that are unique, kadayin v'kadishemen, jugs of wine or oil, as the Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel explained, b'roshum, they were sealed with a unique stopper, harei lo chayav lahachris, these items must be announced and returned because they all have a siman. Zok the Mishnah, Matza achar agapa oy achar hageder geizelis mukushar. If a person found birds tied up behind a wall of wood or reeds, oy bishvilin shebesadis, or he found them on the trail in the fields, harezu lo yigibahen, he should not take the birds, even if he intends to return them. Because the Gemara explains, darminen hani inish atzne inu, vishokaluhu, leslo lumarai simona begevayu. It is possible that the owner hid them there intentionally, and if the finder were to take them, the owner would not be able to claim them because they have no siman. The Mishnah continues, Matze kli ba'ashpa. If someone finds a utensil in a garbage pile, it depends. Im mechusa lo yigabay. If the item was hidden, he should not take them because, as Rashi explains, deinzu aveda de mishtamahu. The item is not considered lost because it's protected. Imagula noit lamachris. If the item is not hidden, he should announce it because zuaveda, the item is considered lost because it's not protected. The Gemara questions this from a contradicting brisa. Matzikli tamen ba'ashba noit lamachris. Even if the item was hidden, it is considered an aveda and he must announce it. The Gemara offers two explanations. Rav Zvid says the Mishnah refers to bekuvi v'kasi lo yiga. He should not take a large object such as a hat or a glass because we assume that the owner hid them there purposely. While the Braisa refers to bisakini vehamnik, noit lamachris, he should take a small object such as a knife and return it because we assume that the owner threw them out accidentally. Rav Papa says, hava ha bekubi bekasi. Perhaps both the Mishnah and Braisa refer to a large object, and the Mishnah refers to ba'ashba she'ein asui lefanis, a garbage pile that is usually not emptied, and lo yiga, because the item is still protected. While the Braisa refers to ba'ashba she'ein asui lefanis, v'nimlech ale lefanisa, a garbage pile that is usually not emptied, but now someone decided to empty it, and noit lamachris, because the item is no longer protected.